bat or a rat or a cat. I'm not a gnu or a kangaroo. I'm not a goose or a moose on the loose. I am a mole and I live in a hole.
Yes, voles live in holes, and Professor Alex Ophir in Cornell studies them, especially their impressive monogamy. The pouched rats Alex talked about last week even have females which don't develop vaginal openings for a long time, and when adult, may even close them again. But back to voles.
Prairie voles are these wonderful little rodents that are found mostly here in North America, right down there in the center through the breadbasket of the two countries. And their big claim to fame is that they are socially monogamous. Now, in mammals, that's uncommon to be monogamous. There's only a few examples here and there. We humans are a good example of one, and so are the prairie voles. And of the other animals, they tend to be larger animals that are a little bit more difficult to work with. So these guys form these long-term attachments with a male and female. They take care of their young. And that really provides us a great opportunity to start to get at what drives the experience of being monogamous and all the neurochemicals that might go into that. And we've learned a lot in terms of how pair bonds are formed neurochemically. It turns out that oxytocin and vasopressin, which are two hormones that you see in mammals, are really, really important for these sorts of things.
Is it the case that if you're in the prairie, you don't have huge populations, and so if you're down a hole living quite a long distance away from other voles, it helps if you do settle down instead of spending your life roaming around looking for a mate?
So that hypothesis has been put out there. One of the things that's really interesting, though, is that in the prairies, you have variation in the environment, and that ignores sort of all of the disruption that we're seeing with human activity. But even still, just in the untouched bit, some areas are drier, some are wetter, some have more resources, some have less. And it appears that those kinds of patches are really important for predicting the degree to which animals engage in monogamy. So there is a variation there quite a bit. And as it turns out, prairie voles are an incredibly good model for human love and attachment and monogamy, because while they do form these loving bonds, so to speak, they also cheat on their partners, and some never settle down at all. And so we have at least three types of prairie voles, and we're really interested in my lab and understanding sort of that individual variation and what predicts that sort of thing. And one of the big key factors seems to be, based on a modeling paper that we actually just put out recently, that what other males are doing predicts whether or not you will be a cheater or a faithful mater.
The males, again. Professor Alex Ophir at Cornell.